With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel launched a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in the Qatari capital of Doha today. Qatar has served as a key negotiator in efforts to end the conflict in the Gaza Strip.
The reports that we're getting suggest that this targeting of the senior leadership, something that the Israelis have already very quickly put out a statement about, appears to have killed them, or it may have killed them all. Can they include Ghazi Hamad, who is a very familiar figure, who's appeared sometimes as a kind of spokesman, has also been intimately involved in the negotiations.
That report from the BBC's Paul Adams. At least 24 people were killed, 19 injured when a Russian glide bomb struck a village in eastern Ukraine. Officials say the people were standing in line in the open air to collect their monthly pension. The Department of Homeland Security has kicked off a new operation targeting illegal immigrants in Chicago.
Homeland Security's announced what it's calling Operation Midway Blitz, targeting people without legal permission to live in the U.S. who have criminal records. On social media, posting mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. But the operation appears to be separate from the law enforcement crackdown President Trump's been promising.
You have over just a short period of time, 50 murders and hundreds of people shot.
A handful of immigration arrests over the weekend brought out Chicago activists. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Michigan judge has dismissed the criminal cases against 15 people accused of acting falsely as the electors for President Trump in the 2020 election. The court said the cases will not go to trial. The 15 had been accused of submitting certificates that falsely said Trump won the election in Michigan when, in fact, Joe Biden carried the state. Wall Street, the Dow is up 122. This is SRN News. 1 week from tonight, next Tuesday, September 16th, the organization American Friends of Magen David Adom will gather in New York City for their annual gala. The event will raise funds for MDA, Israel's National Emergency Services System. MDA transports over 1 million patients every year. Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association and sits on the group's national board of directors.
We know as Christians, no greater thing that you can do than to lay your life down for another. They put themselves into harm's way. It's not like just going to a car accident or going to a house fire. They are often going into active combat zones, whether it would be an act of terrorism. They don't know if there's a second bomb there or a second shooter or whatever. They're going into those in order to help and rescue people.
More on how MDA delivers disaster relief at savinglivesinisrael.org. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
An AP investigation reveals that U.S. tech firms, to a large degree, designed and built China's surveillance state, playing a far greater role enabling human rights abuses than previously known. Firms including IBM, Dell, and Cisco sold billions in technology to Chinese police and government agencies despite repeated warnings that such tools were being used to quash dissent, persecute religious sects, and target minorities. Shares of Fox Corporation tumbled 4.7% pre-market after Rupert Murdoch's family said they've reached a deal on control of the 94-year-old's media empire after his death. The agreement ensures no changes in direction at Fox News. Apple shares unchanged ahead of this morning's opening bell and ahead of the introduction of Apple's new iPhone lineup. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.